a little rhythm and a little blues. Yeah, this is your old friend GM Hooker saying welcome to GM Hooker's Boston Bandstand Part 2. Yeah, the last time we gave you some of the great rhythm and blues sounds that came out of old Beantown from the 1940s and early 1950s. Today, GM Hooker is going to, he's going to specialize just in the 1950s, right up to about 1960 or 61. The rhythm and blues sound of the wild 50s in Boston. Yeah, and starting us off right here with a little instrumental theme song is the great Sammy Lewis and his orchestra. Thing from March of 1956 called Kenny's Blues. A song made for DJ Ken Malden over WBMS. He used to play those great rhythm and blues sounds. Yeah, baby, this is GM Hooker, your two-in-one hooker saying, huh, there's only two GM Hookers in this wide, wide world, honey child, and you know, the hook, both of them. Yeah, yeah, rhythm and blues. The Sophomores. Yeah, that group had a big hit in early 1956, and Sophomores really were a very, very talented vocal group, but unfortunately could never get past just regional hits. Cool, cool, baby, wow, the Hook remembers dancing that when he was a sophomore himself back in high school. Yeah, we're going to play a little bit more of the Sophomores a little later on, the other side of that record. Beautiful tune called Every Night About This Time. Yeah, and about this time, we're going to play another one of those groups that could never get past the regional hits.
group known as the Blends, who came around about 1960. They were one of the later of the R&B groups, but certainly one of the best. Yeah, the Blends came out of the area that was down around, Brockton and that area, New Bedford, down in the lower part of Massachusetts, the Lower Cape. But the Blends were led by Big John Croft, and here's one of their most beautiful songs, a little thing called Someone to Care. The Blends.
Someone, someone, someone to care. He gave me one heart to share. He gave me one
Fabulous Blends, as they called themselves later on record, and you can see why. Big John Croft and the Blends, and a little ditty there from 1960 or so called Someone to Care.
Yeah.
Now another of the, regional groups, a group called the Dappers. They were led by a local Bostonian by the name of George Dapper Cromwell. And back in May of 1955, they hit the regional charts on a label out of Houston, Texas by the name of Peacock, which is kind of unusual. But the Dappers got all the way on the Peacock label in one of their regional hits, a thing called the Mambo Ooh. Yeah, the hook like this one. He remembers when he used to play this all the time. Mambo was big stuff back then.
Never leave me.
May a little bitty bit of sunshine come your way.
Come your way, yeah.
And a little bit of love and happiness every day.
Every day.
I wish you no goodbye. But a new friend every morning. Clear blue skies. All the simple things in life that I wouldn't do. That's the world I wish for you. It's the real thing. May you always have someone to share all your happy moments through. Somebody who will sit and laugh and share some coke with you. Cause they're the real thing. And I'd like to fill your life with real things. All the simple things in life that are good and true. That's the world I wish for you. It's the real thing. Like a bottle of coke.
Or jump in the fire.
Coca-Cola.
Yeah, and talking about the real thing, back around 1960 or so, WBMS changed its letters to WILD. Yeah, and they brought in two of the best of the black disc jockeys, and one was Jimmy Early Bird, and the other one was a guy by the name of Wild Man Steve. And I remember Wild Man Steve used to constantly play this record, yeah, on Skippy White's Blues Town label, out of Boston, Mass, down on Washington Street. Alvin Hankinson, better known as Guitar Nubbin and Evil Woman Blues.
Evil woman, evil woman, where in the world did you come from? Evil woman, where in the world did you come from? You the most evil woman that has ever lived on the sun. Yeah, you think you're smart. Call you your mama's angel child. Well, you think you're smart, baby. Call you your mama's angel child. Well, that's all right, evil woman. I'll catch up with you after a while. Oh, yeah. Yes, you know I took you in, woman. Child, when you didn't have nowhere to go. Well, I took you in, evil woman. Child, when you ain't had nowhere to go. Now I'm down, I'm broken, hungry, baby. You don't want the poor boy no more. Stay, baby, but I won't be down always. Yes, I'm down today, baby, but I won't be down always. Yeah, that lucky old sun shining my back door someday. Evil woman, evil woman, evil woman, where in the world did you come from? Evil woman, where in the world did you come from? You the most evil woman that has ever lived under the sun.
Yeah, old Guitar Nubbin and his Evil Woman Blues. Believe it or not, out of the Roxbury section of Boston. Yeah, Skippy White running his own little old Skippy White's music shop down there on Washington Street, specializing in rhythm and blues, where the hook bought a lot of his rhythm and blues in the early days. Skippy White's own Blues Town label. Elvin Guitar Nubbin Hankinson. Sounds like he's right out of the Delta Country there, yeah. And now we're going to change the mood quite a bit. The great Sabby Lewis Orchestra was a legend around the Boston area, and into the 1950s, Sabby, well, he encouraged all types of songs, and even though he was born out of the big band and the swing era, Sabby got into the rhythm and blues, and he found himself a group called the Vibratones, and they had themselves a big regional hit back in 1956 with a thing called Regretting.
Ding dong.
Whack-a-ding-dong-ding-dong. Hey, yeah. From June of 1956. And let me tell you, the Hook remembers that one, because that one there actually broke out of the Northeast area and hit some national charts. Those were the G-Class, yeah. The G-Class right out of the Roxbury section of Boston. Those were the Scott brothers, Teddy, Chris, and Timmy, and their foster brothers, Ray Gibson and Joe Jordan, that had formed up in the early 1950s, and by 1956, recording for the Pilgrim label out of Boston, had a very big hit in Ka-Ding Dong. They would go on to have other regional hits right up into the 1960s. In fact, a national bestseller in 1961 or 62. And, you know, the Hook here remembers back in about, oh, the fall of 1958, when he was attending his first year in college at a place called Bay State Academy, which no longer exists. I believe the Mass Pike goes right through where the college used to be. Anyhow, I was sitting in one of the little lounges there, boogieing on the piano, and this guy comes in and walks up and says, "Hey, you, we need you as a piano player in our group." And I said, "What are you talking about?" He says, "You ever heard of the G-Clefs?" And I says, "Well, yeah, of course I heard of them." And he said, "Well, how'd you like to play for them?" And, well, the Hook, thinking more of his education than of his money, said no. But he was actually asked to play piano for the G-Clefs. Group still going strong today. Four of the five original members are singing today, and they're as good as they ever were before. We will have some more about the G-Clefs a little later on. And, of course, the Hook couldn't play anything by Boston groups without playing this one, because this one came to number one. And you ought to know this one right away. The Tune Weavers and Happy, Happy Birthday, Baby.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Actually a family affair that featured good old Margot Sylvia as the lead singer. Yeah, and consisted of her husband Johnny, who sang bass, Gilbert Lopez, who was Margot's brother, sang tenor, and a cousin, Charlotte Davis, who sang what would be tenor or obligato. Yeah, happy, happy birthday, baby. How can you forget that one? And now we're going to head out. Yeah, the Hook's going to head out. But don't you fear, because the Hook will be right back here, yeah, with another half hour of rhythm and blues on the GM Hook of Boston Bandstand Show. Yeah, behind me the sound of the great Tom Kennedy and his alto sax, a little thing called Pete. We'll send this out to my friend Pete Condies out there in Caledonia, Wisconsin. Yeah, yeah, GM Hooker will be right back after five of the latest news, so hang on, baby, hang on. Hey! WVDA with this theme song. And although it's not a Boston band of sorts as the Butamara Orchestra, it's a little thing called All Night Long. And this was Joe Smith's theme song for many, many years. And the Hook used to tune into Joe Smith every night. In fact, they liked Tuesday nights, which was oldest night. Yeah, and the Hook is going to, on this side, throw a couple of the great theme songs of the Boston disc jockeys into the play here. Yeah, here we go. All Night Long, G.M. Hooker's Boston Bandstand. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues. Yeah, baby, remember, it's inevitable, because there's two of me for all of you. Yeah, G.M. Hooker's Boston Bandstand Show. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Friday, and that's what Boston Radio did back in February 1959. That was the great Hopeton Johnson and his orchestra featuring Miss Della Thomas on the vocal. Let it roll, everybody. Yeah, the hook can remember that as being one of the last vestiges of real rhythm and blues to come out of the Boston area. Things started to move into soul, into all sorts of music after that, but boy, oh boy, the Hopeton Johnson Orchestra was really rocking. Yeah, now we're going to go back again to 1956. Yeah, this here is Sammy Lewis and his orchestra, again the Vibratones, and Forgive Me My Love. The other side, again, a regional hit.
Forgive me my love.
You know we are winning. Been that way from the beginning. 6 years ago, we said to the folks, come and taste the Pepsi versus the Coke. That winning taste is coming through. Tasting good to me and you. Clear across the nation, you can hear the sound of the Pepsi generation celebration. Come and taste it. Pepsi's got it. Pepsi's got your taste for life. Let the Pepsi spirit in. You're the Pepsi generation. Celebrate and come and taste it. Pepsi's got it. Pepsi's got your taste for life.
Do I?
there from the summer of 1961. Those were the Blends, and A Thousand Miles Away, their famous up-tempo version. Yeah, that song broke big around the Boston area and was heading big nationwide, and all of a sudden the Blends disappeared. Yeah, it was one of those strange occurrences. Both the Cash Box and the Billboard magazine picked those as strong sales potential records. And, the Blends just disappeared. And to this day, nobody knows where the group went. One of the real great groups out of the Boston area, but c'est la vie. Yeah, now we're going to go back to one of those other groups. George Dapper Cromwell and his Dappers. A little thing called Come Back to Me. And the hook thinks that this one here sounds an awful lot like the Rivoliers. Yeah, beautiful record from 1955.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Wow.
I'm sorry to tell you, just left you far behind. Call time. Call time to him alone. If you ain't got no money, you can't live happy no more. Now when my girl pound at the bosom door, she said, I'm sorry to tell you, but you're a little too far behind. Call time. Call time to him alone. If you ain't got no money, you can't live happy no more. Went out to the grocery store, try to get more food on time. Man said, wait a minute. Let's see how we stand. I'm sorry to tell you, just left you far behind. Call time. Call time to him one more. If you ain't got no money, you can't live happy no more.
Yeah, the great Alabama Watson. Yeah, right out of Boston's Roxbury section. A little thing he calls Cost Time. A little takeoff on the John Brim oldie from 1954 called Tough Times. Yeah, a sound right out of Chicago blues. Yeah, now we're going to hit a group. Well, a group that is basically unknown across the country, but was well known in the Boston area from 1957. These are the Owens Brothers. Yeah, one of the greatest versions I think of Night Train I've ever heard recorded anyhow. The Owens Brothers and Woo 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 Night Train. Go get 'em, boys. Go get 'em.
Mother said I'd lose her if I ever did abuse her. Should have listened.
Womp, womp, womp.
My mother said I'd lose her if I ever did abuse her. Should have listened.
Womp, womp, womp.
And now I've learned my lesson. My sweet baby was a blessing. Should have listened.
Womp, womp, womp. Night train, you whistle to my girl I do. She's gone, and I don't know what I'm gonna do.
It's a blue Monday morning. She left me last Saturday night. Well, it's a blue Monday morning. She left me last Saturday night. Every time I hear a train blow, I get those blues. Can't sleep at night.
Let it roll, let it roll, all night long. Let it roll, let it roll, all night long. Let it roll, let it roll, all night long. Let it roll, let it roll, all night long. Roll, 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 roll. Night train, please bring my baby back on me.
Miss you, miss you, miss you so.
Every night about this time, oh how I miss you,
miss you.
listen to our old rendezvous every night about this time.
The gang keeps on asking why you're not around. Pretending that you're just out of town. Every night about this time, memories haunt me.
Miss you, miss you, miss you.
Wondering to who's dancing with you every night about this time. And whenever they croon a favorite tune, a tear falls with every rhyme.
Oh, how I miss you. Every night about this time. Oh, how I miss you.
Yeah, the outstanding vocal sound of one of Boston's great rhythm and blues groups, the Sophomores, from 1956, Every Night About This Time. Yeah, and about this time, we're going to play another mainstay in the Boston area, alto sax man Tom Kennedy and a little thing called the Baggage Room Blues. Yeah, from 1957.
Come right on down, get that stuff. Fold it right away. The stuff's been waiting long enough, so pick it up today. We got no room to keep it here. It all belongs to you. You've kept it waiting here a year, and now it's overdue. So grab your check and make your claim, or it may go on sale. It cannot keep another day. That stuff is kind of frail. We close the door at 9 o'clock, so knock if you come late. Come right on down and get that stuff. That stuff ain't going away. If you come late, come right on down and get that stuff. That stuff ain't going away. Oh, that stuff ain't going away.
Oh,
sound of boots drowning in blockbusters. Yeah, here's another of those great theme songs. This one not out of Boston radio, but in the Hook's hometown of Haverhill, Massachusetts. Yeah, back in 1957, a guy by the name of Danny Wilson came to WHAB. Yeah, and he ran the Danny Wilson Show. Prime time, 8 to 11, Monday through Friday. Yeah, played those good old rhythm and blues. And Danny's theme song was Boots Brown's Blockbuster from 1953. Yeah, Boots Brown, as you know, was no more than jazz trumpeter Shawnee Rogers of the Giants. Playing rhythm and blues under another name. Yeah, this is the Hook saying, this has been great. Great. The GM Hooker Boston Bandstand Show. Yeah, the 1950s rhythm and blues. And we're going to be with you again next week. So tune in for the GM Hooker Show. And I hope you've enjoyed these last two shows, last couple of weeks, on Boston Bandstand, the great rhythm and blues sounds out of B-Town. And I want you to remember, baby, that there's just two GM Hookers in this whole wide world. Baby, you know, the Hook.